Today's daf is Menaches Daf Chaf Gimel, and we will begin three lines from the top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amirav. Zok to Gemara, Itmar, Koimetz de Minchas Choyte, Sheshimnoi. So we know that the standard carbon mincha was made up of Soilas, Shemen, and Levoina. There were, however, some Menaches that did not have any oil. Most notably, the Minchas Choyte and the Minchas Kanois. Reb Shimon, whose Derish Time at the Cross, said that being that the Choyte is bringing a carbon because of an avera that he did, the Minchas Kanois was also involved, at the very least, in something very questionable. It's for that reason, Shelo Yehi Karboni Mehuda, we don't want their Karbonois, respectively, to be beautiful. So the Torah says that although the standard mincha had shemen, their mincha is not going to have shemen. Stating that, says the Gemara, what happens if the Kohen went and he put some oil on the mincha? Does that now make the carbon mincha pasul or not? Rabbi Yechanan, a pasul, Reish Lakish Amar, Hu Atzmai, Meshach Shecha B'Shiara, Lugam Aleh. Rabbi Yechanan says, yeah, it's going to be pasul. Reish Lakish says that not only is it not going to be pasul, but you should know, says Reish Lakish, that Likatchila, there was an idea to put a little bit of oil. Meaning, even though the Torah says, La'yasim Aleh Hashemen, but still, Reish Lakish said, Likatchila, they would put a little bit of oil on even the Minchas Chayte. What would they do? They would take the Minchas Chayte, before it was put on the Mizbeach, put it into a keli that had been used for a standard mincha. There's going to be a little bit of oil, just a little bit of shirayim of oil that is there from the previous mincha. That will go on to the Minchas Chayte. So that Reish Lakish says, not only is it okay b'di'evet if there's oil on the Minchas Chayte, but it's in fact l'katchila. Frank the Gemara, how can Reish Lakish say l'katchila, you were supposed to put a little bit of oil on the Minchas Chayte? V'aksiv, the pasuk says, l'yasam ala shemen v'lo yiten ola levoina. Says the Gemara, hu'shala yik v'lo shemen k'chavrisa. What that pasuk means is that you shouldn't have the same amount of oil like an ordinary carbon mincha had. But to say that there was no oil at all, that's not true. Reish Lakish says that l'katchila they used to make sure that there was a little bit of oil on it, and if they did a l'katchila, then certainly b'di'evet it's going to be okay. Rabbi Yochanan is just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan says there was no idea that l'katchila there should be even a little bit of oil on the minchas chayte. Not just that, even b'di'evet, Rabbi Yochanan holds minchas chayte sheshimnoi is going to be possible. Eisvei freik the Gemara akasha from a very lundish machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which was the topic of Shabbos stuff. Cherev, shenis, arev, bebalol, a mincha chareva, a mincha that's supposed to be dry, at first glance, a mincha that doesn't have any oil, that got mixed up with a mincha balula, a mincha that's supposed to be have oil. Yakriv, the Chachamim say, you can be makriv that carbon mincha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to be makriv that carbon mincha. What's the beer and the machloikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim? Again, that was the topic of Menachas Daf Chav Beis. But for now, all we need is one prat. My love, koymes de minchas chayte diyar, but koymes de minchas adova. The machloikis of Yehuda and the Chachamim seems to be discussing a case where there's a mincha chareva, it's dry, there's not supposed to be oil. Sounds like a minchas chayte. That's an example of a mincha that has no oil, that was mixed with a Minchas Nedava, again, an example of a carbon mincha that does have oil. And there's a whole issue over here. There's a shaila. Are you allowed to go ahead and be makriv? Are you not allowed to go ahead and be makriv? And it's mashma that the issue of whether you can or cannot be makriv is a product, it's a function, not only of the Minchas Nedava, but of the Minchas Chayte as well. It sounds like there's something wrong with the Minchas Chayte right now because of the fact that it was Nisarev with a Mincha that has oil. Now, the only thing that could be wrong with it is that it now has oil. Meaning, a Minchas Chayte, the Torah says, La'yasim ala Hashemet, and now this Minchas Chayte does have oil. What's the kasha? Bishloima, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds the Minchas Chayte is not allowed to have any oil. Who holds that koimetz, the Minchas Chayte, shishim no pasul? I understand why there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how to treat this taruvois. Because being that you haven't in a Mincha Chareva, a Minchas Chayte, that was Nisarev with a Minchas Nedava, a Mincha Balula, it has oil on it, that's a problem. It disqualifies the Mincha. But according to Reish Lakish, who holds that koymetz the minchas chayte shimnoi is kosher. In fact, Reish Lakish said, "Who atzmei meshach shechay b'shiyari adug maleu?" That l'katchila they used to put a little bit of oil on. So what's the problem? Why is there an issue? Now the truth is, we're not going to go into this now. But Tois asks the obvious question. Tois says that maybe the issue in that is not because of the minchas chayte. Maybe the issue is because of the minchas nadava. Maybe the issue is the mincha balula. Meaning, to the extent, if you remember yesterday's daf, that there's a taruvais issue over here, then what's happening is some of the oil of the Minchas Nedava is now becoming part of the Minchas Chayte. So there's two issues now with this taruvas. You have two menachas, and both of them are technically a little messed up. The minchas chayte, which isn't supposed to have oil, has oil. The minchas nedava, which is supposed to have oil, doesn't have the amount of oil it's supposed to have, because some of its oil just transferred over to the minchas chayte. Now, the machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is not with regards to a minchas nedava that's missing oil. That's a mishnah earlier in the Masechta. That's a mincha chaseira. A mincha chaseira, a mincha that doesn't have as much oil as it's supposed to have, is possible. The machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is a minchas nechayte that's not supposed to have oil, that has a little bit of oil. Is it a problem or not? The Gemara is asking Akasha, what's this machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? What you do with this taruva is, Mamar of Shach, let's say there's oil now in the minchas chayte. According to Reish Lakish, it's okay to have oil in the minchas chayte. L'chur Reish Lakish is going to say a very simple. The issue in that Mishnah wasn't the Minchas Chayte. The issue in that Mishnah was the Minchas Nedava. And the Minchas Nedava that now has less oil that it's supposed to have is certainly going to be possible. It's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos calls it a Tema. It's a very obvious Kasha on the Gemara. But regardless, the Gemara's question is based on the fact that the assumption is that the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and the issue in the previous Mishnah was related to the fact that you have a Minchas Chayte where the Torah says L'yosem Alei Hashemen. It was Nesari with a Mincha that has oil. Now, based on the Taruvah, there's oil in the Minchas Chayte. It's a problem. It's according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good a Mishnah. But according to Reish Lakish, it's not so good. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says charev shenasarev bebalo, it doesn't mean a minchas chayte that was nasarev with a minchas adava. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about two menachis that do have oil. However, there was different proportions of oil to Silas depending on what kind of mincha was being brought. Specifically, if a par or an ayah was being brought, when a mincha accommodated came along together with that carbon, the level of oil relative to the silas was less than if the mincha was being brought together with a sheep. Thus, the minchas nesachim of the parim ve'elim is considered a mincha chareva relative to the minchas nesachim that came along with the keves, simply because from a proportion standpoint, there was less oil in the mincha that came with the parim ve'elim than there was in the kvasim. But the point is, we're not discussing a minchas chayte that was nesarev with a minchas nedava. If the Mishnah was discussing a minchas chayte that was nesarev with a minchas nedava, it could be tainus Reish Lakish, there wouldn't be a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Because what's the problem? From the minchas chayte's perspective, there's a little bit of oil. Who cares? The katchila you had a little bit of oil. The issue is something else. The issue is you're dealing with a mincha that has oil, and that has a very specific predetermined amount of oil. And now that there's a taruvah, so the mincha of the parim ve'elim have more oil than it's supposed to have, proportionally speaking. And the minchas kvasim has less oil than it's supposed to have. Now you're dealing already with riba shamno, chiser shamno, a mincha chaseira, a mincha yaseira. That's the core of the issue. But the Gemara says, how could you say that that's what the machlokes Rabbi Nachman is referring to? That when it says charev shenasal bebol, it doesn't mean minchas chayte b'minchas adava, but rather it means minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim. The hedyuk tani lo, there's a brisa that says minchas parim ve'elim b'minchas kvasim. And then there's another case, v'charev shenasal bebol, yakrib yudam le yakrib. So you see clearly the machlokes Rabbi Nachman is in two cases. The first is, you're right, minchas parim ve'elim minchas kvasim, but then there's another one, charev shenasar bebol. What's the second case? Must be minchas chayte with minchas nedava. So you see clearly that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim is even by the minchas chayte. You see there's an issue with the minchas chayte having a little bit of oil, but the Gemara says no, really it's one case. Minchas parim ve'elim minchas kvasim and charev shenasar bebol is one long-winded case. How does that work? Prusha kamefarish lo. It's the pirish of charev shenasar bebol. The Bryce is saying, is minchas parim ve'elim minchas kvasim. Bottom line is, machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish was never discussing a minchas chayte, so you have no raya that a minchas chayte that has a little bit of shemen would be possible. What happens if a koyin took the koymet, so he did kmitza, the kmitza is made up of soilus and shemen, right? You have the soilus that's mixed up together with the oil. He then squeezed the oil out of the koymet, al gabi etzim. And now he wants to take the etzim together with the soilus and the oil and put it on the mizbeach and be mekayim the haktara. Could you be mekayim the haktara or not? On the one hand, you have everything. You have all the ingredients. You have the entire koymetz. On the other hand, it's not in the natural state of the way the koymetz is supposed to be. The koymetz is supposed to be, you do the kmitza and you take the koymetz and you put it directly on the mizbeach. Here, what he did was he squeezed it out. So the question is it okay or not? What's the shayla? Do we say that being that everything is sort of attached to each other via the etzim, so it's okay, or maybe not? Isn't there precedence to a similar shayla? That's on the shim. The gezayis, the context over there is perek hashoyches v'mayla, the 13th perek of Masechet Zvachim, and the context over there is the halacha that if somebody is mayla something b'chutz, he builds a mizbeach and he takes kachim and he serves it up to Hashem b'chutz. The halacha is he's chayiv kares, but there's a shir. Halas chutz has to be kezayis. What happens if someone is mayla an aver of a carbon b'chutz, but the aver itself didn't have in it a kezayis? It was missing the shir, but there was a bone, and the bone was mashal in the shir. Is that enough to say that the person is going to be chayiv halas chutz or not? Because being that the bone, even though there's no din haktara on the bone, but when it's attached to the aver, it's considered part of the aver. Thus, you are mekayim a mitzvah haktara with the etzem, being that it's attached. So it's similar shayla. You want to know whether chibure yoylam is ka'ilam damu or not? It's machlokes Rav Yechon Rish Lakish. What's the analogy? In our case as well, where everything is attached. You have the etzim with the koymets and the shemens, even though it's not in its natural state, but it's all mechubar. At the very least, it should be chibure oylam. So the question is, whether chibure oylam is ka'ilam damu, isn't it a machlokes Rav Yechon Rish Lakish? The Gemara says, no, tibay the Rav Yechon, tibay the Rish Lakish. I can hear Rav Shaila according to Rav Yechon, and I can hear Rav Shaila according to Rish Lakish. Tibay the Rav Yechon, I'm going to come to Rav Yechon and Hassan. Rav was pondering that maybe even though Rav Yechon holds chibure oylam ka'ilam damu, that's over there, ba'atzim demina de basar. That's, you want to tell me that the bone is considered mechuber to the meat of the animal? That makes sense, because they're really one, and that's the animal. It's born that way. But oil and soilus, which are two completely different meaning, maybe they're Rabbi Yechon's chibur oilam is lav koilam. Maybe you could say it the other way. Maybe Rav held like Rish Lakish regarding that case. And even in Rish Lakish, he had the shayla. Why? Because Rish Lakish, who said chibur oilam is lav koilam damu, that's the be'etzim the bar mifresh. That's when it comes to a bone, which is a bar mifresh. It could be that when it touches the fire, it's going to separate. And if the etzim separates, the halach is you're not to put the etzem back on the mizbech. So as much as the etzem is mina the basar and it's attached to the basar, but at the same time there's a halacha of adurei poikin in Masechta Zvachim, which means that if the bone, as a result of the heat of the fire, somehow detached itself from the rest of the animal, there's no obligation to take it and put it back on. But the oil, which even though physically is not one together with the soilus, but halachically it's very much bound to it, because you have to have the oil together with the koymets in order to be mekayim the mitzvah saktara. So maybe over here it's more mistaber to say that chibur yoylam is ka'ilam damu. Or maybe no. Teku, says the Gemara, teku. In other words, Rav declared a shayla whether chibur yoylam is ka'ilam damu or lav ka'ilam damu as it relates to a koymets. Again, ordinarily the koymets is taken directly from the klisharis, it's put on the mizbech. What happened here was that the koyn squeezed the oil out of the koymets, but he was mechaber it together with the etzim. He put the soilus and the oil that was squeezed out of the koymets on top of the etzim, and now it's all mechover. Do you say chibur yoylam ka'ilam damu, you keep him mekayim your aktara this way, or do you not say chibur yoylam ka'ilam damu? Says the Gemara, isn't there precedence for such a shayla? Machloikis Rav Yechon Rish Lakish regarding halas chutz, whether the etzim is mashlim for the aver, for the kezayis, for halas chutz, for the chayvi karas. Gemara says, yeah, but tibay the Rav Yechon, tibay the Rish Lakish. It's not the same shayla, because you can hear it both ways. On the one hand, the aver and the etzem have a maila from the chiburei oilam standpoint, in that they're one min, they're both part of the same animal. That's more of a svara to say chiburei oilam is ka'ilam damu. The flip side, you could also argue, you could say that the etzem and the basar, even though physically they're one min, but from halachic standpoint, they're very different, because the etzem doesn't really have a din haktara when it's attached to the basar. So there's a din haktara maybe on the etzem. But if it gets detached, you're not obligated to put it back on. There's no halacha v'adurei poikin, as opposed to the kremis and the shemen, which are physically not one and the same. One is flour, the other is oils. Two completely different entities. But at the same time, from a halacha standpoint, you do have to put them together. That's what the Gemara says. Tibar the Reish Lakish, Tibar the Reish Lakish. And the Gemara ends off with a take, exhale. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. And that is that we're discussing over here the Minchas Chayte. And what's unique about the Minchas Chayte is the Minchas Chayte, the Torah says, Lo yasim alei ha'shemen. Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, what happens if a little bit of oil got on the Minchas Chayte? Is that a problem or is not a problem? That's really a good shayla, because ordinarily, a mincha had a very specific prescribed amount of oil that was supposed to be in it relative to the amount of seilas that there was. In fact, if there's too much oil, it's pasul. If there's too little oil, it's going to be pasul as well. So here, where there's no din to have oil at all, where the Torah says, lo yasam ala hashemin, what's the halacha if there was oils? Rabbi Yochanan says it's going to be pasul. Rish Lakish said, not only is it not pasul, the katchila, they used to put a little bit of oil in it. Ay, lo yasam ala hashemin, says the Gemara, that just means that shlo yikfa lo hashemin kechavruseha, that it's not the same as an order. Mincha is usually very rich with oil. This mincha, the amount of oil that's there is going to be much smaller relative to an ordinary mincha. But that's clear that a mincha schoite did not have oil. Why not? The Torah doesn't give a reason. Stating that, Reb Shimon, who's the Irish time in the Krah, gives a reason. And it's mentioned throughout Masechtas Menachos. Reb Shimon said, Shelo yehei karbanei mehudar. That being that this person that's bringing the minchas chayte is by definition a chayte, he did an avera that allows him, through the carbon oil of yoyre, to opt into the carbon of Dali Dallas and to bring this mincha. But the point is, he's a chayte. And being that he's a chayte, we want symbolism in his carbon of the fact that what he did was very, very bad and that he sinned. And as a result, whereas an ordinary carbon, we want it to be beautiful. There's an Indian of Hakrivel and all the Fecha Secha. To the contrary, when you bring a carbon, you have to make sure, L'mashcha, Kederek Shamalachim Eichlem, right? There's so much symbolism in carbonos that you're feeding HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, and you have to do it in the most optimum, beautiful way. That's true. But over here, it's different. This is an exception to the rule. Because being that the Balak carbon over here is a Chayte, we don't want his carbon to be too nice. So we have to walk that balance. And we say, Shelo yohei karbanei mehudar. It's for that reason, again, me'inyan le'inyan, that the carbon of the Saita was made out of Sairin. It wasn't made out of Chitim. Because she acted like a behema. Therefore, we give her Meichel behema, which is Sairin. That's why there was no Levayna on the Minchas Chayta and the Minchas Kanois. Because Levayna is the Imais, and she didn't act like the Imais. That's why we don't have to have Levayna. The point is that a carbon that's being brought for a sinner, for a chayte, so we go out of our way to show symbolism over the fact that this person did an avera, and this isn't an ordinary carbon. It's a carbon for a balaver. I thought it was interesting, because the truth is, you find, the Gemara says, that why is the carbon chatas brought in Safin, the same place that the carbon oil was brought, says the Gemara, you know why? Because we don't want to be mevayish to balavera, because the yid's going to come with a carbon, he's going to give the animal over to the kehanim, you know, yidin were allowed to stand in the azarad, they're going to see where the carbon's being brought. If there was a special place where the carbon chatas was brought, everybody would realize that this person is a chayte. So not to be mevayish the chayte, so the halacha is that they would bring the carbon chatas in the same exact place they brought the carbon out. In fact, the Gemara Masechta Sleita asks Akasha that if that's the case, why is it the oil was always a zacher and the chatas was always in a keva? So l'churi yabim mevayish to balaver, because he's going to walk into the azara with an animal that's in a keva. Everybody's going to know that this person did a balaver. The Gemara says the tail covers, right? The Gemara discusses it, but the point is that you see that to the contrary, that we're going out of our way to protect on some level this balavera, and it's for that reason we don't dafka make his carbon chatas go in a place that's going to be different than any other carbonas. We spoke out when we learned Masechtas Vachim, a verse from the Chedush Harim. We know that there was a chutah sikra that went around the circumference on the Mizbeach. It was on the midpoint of the Mizbeach. Every single carbon's dam had to be lemata michutah sikra. Had to be on the lower half of the Mizbeach. There was one carbon whose dam had to be lemaila michutah sikra. Whose carbon was lemaila michutah sikra? The chatos. Why the chatos? So the Chedush Harim said, because the chatos is doing true. The person bringing the carbon chatos is a bal tshuva. He did an avera, and he's bringing a carbon chatos now to do tshuva. And b'makom shebali tshuva yomdim in tzadik and guri chaylom lamay. So we show this person that's bringing the carbon chatos that you want to know how merutze your carbon is by a kadosh baruch hu. Everybody else's dam goes lemata michutah sikra. Yours goes lemaila. There's no dam that can stand with the dam of your carbon stands. You know why? Because nobody can stand where you stand. Because b'makom shebali tshuva yomdim in tzadik. Beautiful var from the Chedush Harim, v'ru'uyin advarim b'misha amav. But I found the Metzia. The Ramah wrote a sefer called Teiras Ha'ela. And the Ramah, who of course is Bekitzer, I mean the whole Ramah is Hagah on the Beis Yosef. So if there was ever a Mekatzer, it was the Ramah. And here you have a two-volume work called Teiras Ha'ela that's Ba'arichos Mamish, where the Ramah goes through every single detail of Kachem. It's unbelievable. In Chelik Shlishi, Perik Lamed He. The Ramah is discussing the halacha of Dam Chatos, which is the whole Perik in Masechtas Vachim. The context of which is the Dam of a carbon Chatos would go on to a beged, the halacha is you have to be mechabes the beged. Dam chatos is ton kibus. It has to be be makim kadosh. It's related to psul yaitse, maybe psulina, right? It's a whole parak in Masechta Zvachim that we learn together. Either way, the Ramah discusses why is it that it's only by a dam chatos that you have the halacha of kibus, but every other carbon, be it an oil or an anasham, it doesn't matter what kind of carbon it is. Every other carbon doesn't have this. It's only a chatos that has the halacha of kibus. Says the Ramah, and I quote: Hatamboze. Kvar omru b'makom shabali tshuva oimdim afilu tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim l'kach nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu kedusha b'dam chatos shebo l'chaper al chatos gadol yoyser mishar hakarbonos b'yoyz kidomai v'nafsha yoyser kedoshim mitzadikim gemurim. You want to know why dam chatos has it in kibbutz and no other carbon? Because the dam of the chatos is more kadosh than the dam of other carbonos. You know why? Because who's the bala carbon? It's about tshuva. And b'mokim shabali tshuva, oimdim afilu tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim, says the Ramah. And therefore, the dam of his carbon is more kaddish than the dam of an ordinary carbon. A yid brings an oil. It's very nice. He's a tzadik gomer. Never did have ever had to bring a carbon chatas. That's wonderful. Aber kupnish to the bal tshuva. The bal tshuva is b'mokim shabali tshuva, oimdim afilu tzadikim gemurim einam oimdim. So this vart from the Chiddush Yarim is a Ramah. It's a Ramah in chelik shlishi teres ha'ayla perik lamed hey. Regardless, so on the one hand, you find with the chatas, but then again, you also find with the carbon chatos that he's lemaila michot asikra. Dam chatos is ton kibos. It's betzofen because we want to protect him. I guess the pshat is the Chazal say you always have to have your min mekarev v'smol doicha, and that's really the way you deal with bali tshuva. Right, on the one hand, when somebody comes to do tshuva, you have to be mekarev him. That's your min mekarev. You mekarev him with your right hand. You have to be more of a makarev than a doicha. But there is also an idea of smol doicha. And it seemed to be symbolic, if you try to reconcile all the prate dina when it comes to the karbon chatas and the minchas chayte, that on the one hand there's an idea of Shimon, who was the Irish time of the cross, said, shelo yehei karbonim mehuda, thus la yasim alei Hashemin. But at the same time, fakaret, he's lamayla michot hasikro, his dam chatas is toin kibos. There's an idea of smol doicha. But at the same time, you also have the idea of Yamin Mekarev. But I found another mitzvah. If you look at the very next Sif Katan, right here in Teres Oila, so it's Chelik Shlishi, Perek Lamed Hey, that's what we just spoke at, Perek Lamed Vav, says the Ramah, I just told you a very nice reason why it's only Dam Chatas that's Ton Kibos. But the dam of all the other karbanos don't require kibos. And the truth is, says the Ramah, that I have a kasha. Because we know that one of the other karbanos was a karban asham. Specifically an Asham Tali. When did a person bring an Asham Tali? If he had a suffix, whether or not he had a chiv to bring a carbon chatas, that's when he brought an Asham Tali. Says the Ramah, to me the Asham Tali and the carbon chatas are eerily similar. One is born al Zadai, the other one's born on Safik, but it's essentially the same Avera. So Lechura, the person who's bringing an Asham Tali is the Zelba Bal Tshuva as the person that's bringing a carbon chatas. Albeit, with the difference that one person knows for sure he did an Avera, and the other person not 100% sure whether or not he did an Avera. So, Frank, the Ramah's kasha, that if the chatos is ton kibos, because b'makim shabali tshuva oimdim afilun tzadikim gemurim einam oimdin, then why is the dam of the Asham Tali also not ton kibos? I'll read it to you inside. V'hine, nucha lilmoy midine dam chatos v'asham derech gadol b'inyonei atshuva. So how much do you have from the Ramah when it comes to tshuva? Hey, what comes to mind is the Ramah in Shin Mem Gimel. I mean, if you want to go down this road, is where the Ramah talks about a katan should do tshuva when he gets older on a veris that he did. Big katnusai, because you need a little bit of kaparu, right? The Vilna Gaon with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, cut in part 3 or 4, maybe, I'm not sure which one it was. But so you have a Ramah with regards to tshuva, but it's more of a halachic Ramah that has a little bit of a more hilchas tshuva implications. But here you have the Ramah doing a lot of talking. Vini, nuchalu my midine dam chatas v'ashen derech gadol ben yonei atshuva. V'zeh, ki dam chatas anites ala begaton kibos. Ma she'enke bedam ashem toloi. The reason is ki kfar nizbor ki kedusha sadam moire al inyoni bal tshuva legoidel madrei gosai the yoiser nokel, says the Ramah, loshev betshuva im yoidea chatosa yashachata. A person can only do tshuva properly if he knows that he sinned ki oz yischarit aleihem k'may shomer dovid amelech olav hasholim v'chatosi negdi somit ma she'enkim besofik chatos she'ena mesimim alibo v'ena mescharit aleihem. But if a person only has a suffix if he did an Avera, he's not 100% sure that he did an Avera. It's only a suffix by him. He's not going to have the same level of Charata. It's for that reason, says the Ramah, that the element of the makom shabali tshuvei oimnim is only manifest in the dam chatas. It's not manifest in the dam asham talui. Because even though this person is also doing tshuva, he's breaking the carbon asham. Right, you have to.
If you find that afterwards, you have to bring chatas, right?
Yeah. It's only Torah. He never really got his kapara. Very good. He never really got his kapara. Excellent. But the point is that it says the Ramah, you could only properly do tshuva if you know that you did an avera. And the truth is that the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph Alocha Aleph. So the Rambam's magnum opus on tshuva. Literally, Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Aleph Alocha Aleph. So the Rambam still answers as follows. Kol ha-mitzvah shebetoyro, bein aseh bein lois aseh, im over odam al-achas mehem, bein bezodim bein bishkogo. Kishayasa tshuva, when you sit down to do tshuva, v'yoshuv mechetoy, chayev lehizvadois lefnei ha-kel baruchu. So the Rambam's starting Hilchas Tshuva. You would expect the Rambam to begin his Hilchas Tshuva telling you how to do tshuva. It's not how the Rambam starts Hilchas Tshuva. The Rambam says that before you do tshuva, there's something else you need to do. Says the Rambam, kol ha-mitzvah shebetayr. Doesn't matter what mitzvah in the Torah it is, whether it's an asay, whether it's a lois asay, whether you did the avera b'mezid or whether you did a b'shoik. When you sit down to do tshuva, right, you're about to learn Hilchas Tshuva, but 1 second, you have to know this before you start doing tshuva. We'll talk about charata and aziva sachet. We're going to get to all that, says the Rambam. But right now, there's one premise you need to know, you need to work on before you start to do tshuva. K'sheyasa tshuva v'yashu mechetai. The first thing you need to do is chayiv l'svadus l'fnei chal baruchu. You have to say vidoy. What's vidoy? Al-chayit shechatanu l'fanecha b'ayinu z'viratzen. Al-chayit shechatanu l'fanecha. Right, that's what vidoy is. Now, if a person doesn't think what he's saying when he says vidoy, then it's whatever. It's just part of the tshuva. It's a technical process. You have to clap your chest, the left side, boom. You know, that's what it is. But of course, that's not what vidui is. Vidui is something much deeper than that. Vidui is that you're acknowledging that you did an avera. You're acknowledging that you have an issue. It's v'chatosi negdi samid. As the Ramah says, David HaMelech said. That is what the Yisrael of vidui is. The eshte zach you need before you sit down to do tshuva is you have to say, hi, my name is so-and-so, and I have a problem. That's how it starts. That's the first step of the 12 steps. Because if you don't start with that, then you're wasting your time. That's the haschola. Vidui is one of the dalet chelkei tshuva. But the emes, if you medayik l'shoyne yazov shal Rambam, it's more than just one sif katon in tshuva. It's the haschola. It's the hakdama. It's the intro. It's the prerequisite. You can't have tshuva without vidui. Because the first thing you need to be b'makom shebali tshuva oimdim is you have to know you did an avera. Says the Ramah, the person that knows for sure he did an avera, he brings the chatos. His dam is kodesh because it has it in b'makom shebali tshuva yoimdim. But a person who's not sure, he's a little bit insecure about whether he did the avera. By the way, when you talk about knowing you have a problem, it means you know you did an avera and you understand the impact that your avera is having on your life and your olam hazeh and your olam haba. Because if you just know you did an avera but you don't fully appreciate the ramifications and the implication of the avera that you did, you might as well not even know you did the avera. The whole point of the first step is recognizing that you have a problem. Not just recognizing that I did an avera. It's recognizing the impact that the avera is having on you. Regardless, that's the hakdama. And the Ramah calls it, he says, v'nenucha lumoy midine damchatas v'ashem derech godol b'nyone ha-tshuva. What's this derech godol? What's this gewaldige chiddush that the Ramah said is tucked away in the laws of chatas v'ashem that we're somehow shtelling to menachas tachav gimbo shloyei karbonei v'hudar. But either way, this shiur was supposed to be given last night, by the way. But regardless, it's this idea that it has to be v'chatosi negdi tamid. That's what al-chet is all about. It's recognizing that you did an avera and understanding their herring, vayishma yisroi, their herring, the implications of that in avera. If a person does that, says the Rambam, now you're ready to start doing tshuva. Either way, on that note, we have a very lumdisha second half of today's daf. Zok the Mishnah, shtei menachos, two menachos, shalei nipmitzu. So there were two karbonos mincha that got mixed up. So really the topic of today's daf and yesterday's daf is when menachos meets taruvos. So that's essentially what's going on, as we're going to see in a moment. So shtei menachos shlei nikmitzu v'nisarv zubazusa. The two menachos were now nisarv. Im yochel likmitz b'zubifneyas mekshiris. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. But at first glance, what the Mishnah seems to be saying is that if all of the mincha was nisarv, so you don't have any part of any one of the two menachos as an independent entity for you to be able to do kemitza, so then the two menachos are going to be possible. If, however, only part of the menachos got mixed up, but there's shirayim of each one of the mincha that you can do a shir kemitza with, so then each one of the menachos, it doesn't bother me that some of the mincha is nesarev. If all of the mincha is nesarev, that's a problem. But if only some of it is nesarev, but there's enough of mincha A and mincha B that I could do a regular kemitza from mincha A, from the part that wasn't Nesarif. And I could do a regular Kmitza from Mincha B. In that case, everything is going to be okay. Second halacha, Kmitza and Nesarif. What happens if a Kmitza, a Kohen did Kmitza, and now the Kmitza was Nesarif with a Mincha Shalai Nikmitza, with a complete Mincha. Lo Yachter, you can't do Akhtar. Let's say you did do Akhtar, Zusha Nikmitza, the one that already had the Kmitza done, meaning the Kmitza, Ayul Baila. It's okay, but Zusha Shalai Nikmitza, Ayul Baila. Obviously, it's not okay, because the only way you get Kapara is if you makta the kaimetz. So there was two menachas. One was the kaimetz of the mincha. The other one was the entire mincha. Again, they were nesarif. They got mixed up. That's the theme of the daf now. Taruvos. So they're tzimished. And both of them were put on the mizbeach. Do you get kapara? So the one whose mincha had it ready a kaimetz, he gets kapara. The fact that his kaimetz was nesarif together with the other mincha doesn't impact his ability to get kapara. And being that the kmitza was done, and now aktara was done, albeit in a state of taruvas, that doesn't bother me. He's going to get kapara. The other mincha, that bala mincha, is going to have to bring a new carbon. Because his mincha was burnt on the mizbeach without a kmitza. If it was burnt without a kmitza, obviously he doesn't get kapara. And the third case of the mission is this arif kumsa bishareo. What happens if a kohen did kmitza, and now the kmitza was nisarev together with the shirayim of that mincha, or it's shirayim of another mincha? Well, yakter, again, you're not allowed to be makter. And here it's a real iser, because you're not allowed to be makter the shirayim of a mincha. But if you were makter it, then there's no reason that the person who has this koimetz shouldn't get kapar. The fact that the koimetz is in a state of taruvos together with the carbon, with shirayim of another mincha, isn't a reason that this person shouldn't get kapar. So before we start the next gemara, we just have to chazer over the basic gist of yesterday's daf. And that was machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. The gemara brought a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, which really has global ramifications. So although it's in the Menachos Daf Chav Beis, Menachos Daf Chav Gimel, but really Daf Chav Beis and this next part of Daf Chav Gimel are sugyas that are related to ganshas. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that min b'minoi einoi batal. That although we know there's a halacha, that if two things are nesarif together in a taruvos, so there's a halacha of a bittul b'roi. It's learned out from Achi Rabba Mahatlis. Anytime you have a taruvos, so of Issev Heter, for example, so if there's right Heter, the entire taruvos becomes mutter, even though there's a davar aser inside this taruvos. That's the chiddush of taruvos that everybody is familiar with. Saying that, Yehuda has a shita that the only time you say bittul b'roi is if the two things, the Isser and the Heter, so to speak, are of two different species. They're different ingredients, they're different meaning. So if you have two different things that when the sarif together, so there you have halacha bittul b'roiv. But if it's min b'minoi, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is enei batal. Chachamim argue. Rabbi Yehuda say that even min b'minoi is batal. Stating that, the Chachamim have a different chiddush in the halacha is a bittul. The Chachamim say that oilim, two things that have a din to go on the mizbeach, can't be mevatel each other. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim both said a chiddush in yesterday's daf with regards to the halachas of taruvus, the halachas of bittel. Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush was min b'minoi ein batel. The Chachamim shita was that oilin ein mevatlin zezeh. And the Gemara said d'shnei mik echadarshu, that these two halachas, even though at first glance have nothing to do with each other, they actually have a lot to do with each other. Because really, if they boil down to a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim had to understand the pasuk. The pasuk in describing the avodah yom kippur says that the kohen gadol is going to take midama and midamasar. And the Gemara says, Adama Yoduish, Adama Shopar, Meruba, Midamishal Sar. So if there's more dam par than there is dam sar, why don't we say that the dam par is mevatel, the dam sar? So what does it mean by lokach midamapar and midamasar? Luchura, if there's dam par, there is no dam asar. Because wasn't the dam par mevatel, the dam asar? It's machleit, we don't come ahead and understand this. Rabbi Yehuda said, you're right, ordinarily there'd be bittel. In this case, there's no bittel. You know why? Because dam and dam is mimimimimimimimimimimim. Mimimimimimim is like bottle. The Chachamim say, no, mimimimimim is bottle. You want to know why there's dama sa'ir, even though it should have been bottled to the dama par, because the dama par and the dama sa'ir are both oilim. They're both things that go on the mizbeach. And oilim are not mevatlois zuazu. So with that backdrop, says the Gemara, a very, very long dish of machlikis amayram, Rav Chizda in Rav Chanina. Om Rav Chizda, nevela, betela, beshkuta. So somebody had one piece of nevela and two pieces of shkuta. Now we know, nevela is asab achila, shkuta is mutab achila. Nevela also has tumah, tumas nevela. Shchuta does not have any tumah. So what happens if you have a miut of nevela and a rave of shchuta. One piece of nevela, two pieces of shchuta, as it relates to tumma, says Rashi in Tosfos. So we're discussing hilchas tumma now. We're not discussing hilchas macholos asuros. We want to know if this taruvos has an ability to be metame tumas nevela or not. So Rav Chisda says nevela is batal to shchuta. The reason is she efshel the shchuta shetiyas nevela, because it's not possible for the shchuta to ever become nevela. How could something that's shchuta become nevela? Being that it's not possible for shchuta to become nevela, that's why shchuta has the ability to be mevatel nevela. Shchuta ain't a betel nevela. However, shchuta doesn't become batel to nevela. So if you have one piece of meat that's shchuta and two pieces of meat that's nevela, the nevela, even if it's a roif, will not be able to be mevatel the shchuta. And the reason is she'efshe le'nevela she'teyasa shchuta. Because it's possible for nevela to become shchuta from a tumah perspective. Because what happens if the nevela becomes nois and tam lufgam? What happens if it goes bad? It spoils. Once it spoils, it's not royal lager. We know that nevela, the Torah says lager hashem b'sharecha titnena. And Chazal learned from here halacha is gedolos. One of them is that as long as it's royal achilas ger, it has the status of nevela as it relates to tumas nevela. But once it's not royal achilas ger anymore, it doesn't have that halacha. So it's actually possible for nevela to become shchuta. Being that it's possible for nevela to become shchuta, it's for that reason nevela can't be mevatel shchuta. So shchuta could be mevatel nevela, but nevela can't be mevatel shchuta. Interesting halacha. So Rav Chisda says that nevela can't be mevatel shchuta. The reason is because nevela could become shchuta. It's too similar to shchuta. Because it could become shchuta. How would it become shchuta? From a tumah perspective, it could lose its ability to contract tumah if it becomes einoi roi l'achilas ger. Because it only has the status of tumas nevela as long as it's roi l'achilas ger. Rav Chinina said, Rav Chisda, I'm asking to your lamdis, but I see it just the opposite. Kol she'efshalei liyos kamayu einei batel, v'chol she'efshalei liyos kamayu batel, says Rashi. What's Rav Chinina saying? Rav Chinina is telling Rav Chisda, I hear where you're coming from. I agree there's an idea that if two things are different, but they could be the same, then maybe that's a reason that there shouldn't be bittel. But whereas you, Rav Chisda, say that the keveya is the status of the mevatel, meaning, if the mevatel is shchuta, shchuta can be mevatel nevela because shchuta can never become nevela. But if the mevatel is nevela, there's no bittel because nevela can become shchuta. Rav Chanina says, I agree with the principle, but it's not totally in the mevatel, it's totally in the bottle. So that nevela could not be bottle to shchuta, and the reason is because nevela could become shchuta. Same methodology. How would nevela become shchuta if it spoils? Nevela becomes shchuta. So nevela, being that it could become shchuta, bas or batel as linan, that's why you don't have the halacha when it comes to nevela and shchuta. But when as shchuta could be batel to nevela, because shchuta has no ability to become batel to nevela. Zok tigemara, alibi deman. This machlek is over here between Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina. Who are they going according to? Meaning, we know the machlek is Rav Yudin Chachamim, we just mentioned, mim b'minay batel, or mim b'minay ein batel. Who are we going according to? Is this shaila according to Rav Yehuda? Is according to the Chacham? Yeah, the Rabban isn't going according to the Rabbanon. Ha'amri oylem hudal mevatel yadadi, ava mim b'minay batel. According to Rabbanon, what's this? Shaila machlekes, Rav Chisda, Rav Chanina, where the shchuta is mevatel nevela, nevela is mevatel shchuta. What should be the issue? Must be according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds the mim b'minay is ein batel. So we're talking Rabbi Yehuda dig a little bit, right? This isn't Rabbi Yehuda's vernacular. The two things that are too similar, maybe they don't have an ability to be mevatel. But the Gemara's kash is, if we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yehuda basa chazusa azel, Rabbi Yehuda always said that mim b'minay ein batel. But what's the definition of mim b'minay? Two things that are the same min can't be mevatel each other. These things are not the same min, says the Gemara. And idividi mim b'minay hu shchuta nevela nevela shchuta. It's fleish and fleish and fleish and fleish. So at the end of the day, why shouldn't there be a lechura? It should be loy batel. Ella says the Gemara, maybe it's Rab Chia. The Tanya Rab Chia nevela v'shchuta b'teila zubazu. Rab Chia said nevela v'shchuta a batel zubazu. And there was machlokes Rab Chisda and Rab Chanina. What exactly Rab Chia meant? But the Gemara says Rab Chia libe the man. Rab Chia held like either Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. I mean, he darshin v'lochach midama asar, either like Rabbi Yehuda did or like the Chachamim did. It's the same manav. Shachiva libid Rabban and Ami Yoelam udleim avati adadi hamim b'minei batel. Ve'al libid Rabbi Yehuda kol b'minei l'Rabbi Yehuda loy batel. So what exactly is this? Machlekes Rab Chisda, Rab Chanina, says the Gemara, a tremendous chiddush. Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda. Loilam alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Really, this machlokes is alibid Rabbi Yehuda. And it's true, Rabbi Yehuda holds mim b'minei loy batel. So based on that, you ask the man on the street, what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says mim b'minei loy batel? What do you mean? If you have two things, meat can't be mevatel meat. Dam can't be mevatel dam. Meat can't be mevatel. Says the Gemara, no, it's not so simple. V'chi kamer Rabbi Yehuda mim b'minei loy batel. When did Rabbi Yehuda say mim b'minei loy batel? How do you mean heichad efshel mehavi kavase? There's another caveat. There's an asterisk. There's another box that needs to be checked off. And I'm sure there's more cliches that we can throw into this. But the point is that it's not enough that the two things are the same min in order to say loy batal. But you actually need that the two things from a halachic standpoint should be somewhat similar as well. So that if you're dealing with nevela and shchuta, ordinarily, even if it's min b'mino, there's going to be bittel. Because nevela and shchuta, I mean, could you have two things that you eat shchuta, it's gewaldig. You eat nevela, it's geferlich, right? So they're so diametrically opposed, but it's not true. Because nevela could become shchuta, as it relates to the tumah. Because if it's misrucha, so now it's not going to be tummy anymore because it's not roi lachilas ger. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order to have this halacha min b'mino bottle, you need two things, two prerequisites. Number one, physically, from a physish standpoint, they're the same. It's min b'minoy, it's fleish mit fleish. It's dumb and dumb, right? Another thing that you need is that the things should be halachically similar as well. So that nevela and shchuta are a little bit similar, because nevela could become shchuta. The question is do you need, in order to say min b'minoy loy batol, that the mevatol should be able to become like the batol? Or do you need that the batol should be able to become like the mevatol? That is the machlokes, Rav Chisda and Rav Chanina. Again, you need that the two should be similar as well from halachic standpoint. This is the machlokes. Rav Chisda of Rav Chisda holds basa mevatol as lina. Rav Chanina of Rav Chanina holds basa batol as lina. That's the machlokes. But the point is that really this Machloikis, Rav Chisda, and Rav Chanina was all alibi to Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda sold mim b'mino loy batal, which if you oversimplify, it means that if you have two things that are physically the same, there is no halacha of bittel. That is not, that's oversimplifying Shaitan's Rabbi Yehuda. There's another criteria that needs to be met in order to be able to invoke Shaitan's Rabbi Yehuda. You need that physically the two things should be the same, but you also need that from a halacha standpoint, there should be some commonality between the mevatel and the batal. An example would be a shchuta and a vela, because nevela could become shchuta. The question is do you look at it from the batal standpoint, azay halt Rabbi Chanina, or do you look at it from the mevatal standpoint, azay halt Rabbi Chisda? The nafkamina is nevela batal b'shchuta, shchuta batal the nevela. That is the machlokes Rabbi Chisda and Rabbi Chanina. What does that have to do with our sugya? Why are we talking about this? This is more appropriate for yesterday's daf, where the Gemara discussed shitas Rabbi Yehuda. What does it have to do with today's daf? The reason is because in our Mishnah we had three cases of a taruves with regards to a karban mincha, and the Gemara now is going to attempt to bring a raya to Rav Chisda, Rav Chanina, and to nobody, respectively, from the three cases in our Mishnah. So this is actually very much related to our sugya, as we're about to see. Zok the Mishnah, Zok the Gemara Tanan. Our Mishnah says, Shtei menachshei nimkitzu, you had two karbonos mincha that both didn't have kmitzis. You had two complete karbonos mincha. So the two menachis win the sarv. Question is there any way to be makir of the mincha? Mishnah says, yeah. Im yochel likmeitz mezubif neyatzma, mezubif neyatzma, ksheiris. If all of it was nesarev, then the answer is no. But if not all of it was nesarev, so you have part of each mincha respectively, if there's enough of each mincha to go ahead and do a kmitza, so then the halacha is ksheiris. Doesn't bother me that the other part of it is nesarev. Ve'imla, but if there's no way to do a kmitza from any part of one of the two menachas, then the halach is psulais. Freik the Gemara a super on the shakasha. This is gishmar. V'hacha. Kiven the comments lay michad. Freik the Gemara kasha. Let's visualize this. You have two karbonos mincha. Half of each mincha, just to make up a number, half of each mincha was nisarv with each other. So now you have three little klishares. You have a klishares that has a half of mincha A, you have a klisharis that has a half of mincha B, and you have another klisharis that has in it a taruvois of the other half of mincha A and the other half of mincha B. Says the Mishnah, as long as there's enough in the klisharis that has half of mincha A to do a kmitza, and there's enough in the klisharis that has a mincha B to do a kmitza, put the kaimis on the mizbeach, hakol b'seder. There's absolutely no issue. Freik the Gemara, kasha, l'chura, there's a major technical issue. Why? Kiven the comments lemichada, when the kayin does kmitza with half of kaimis A, idda chavale shirai, the rest of the mincha A that's in the other klisharis, in the third klisharis, where it's nisarev with the other part of mincha B, now becomes shirayim. What's the problem? Why aren't we worried that there may be more of the mincha A than there is the mincha B in that klisharis? As a result, the shirayim is going to be mevatel. It's going to be mevatel what's left over from mincha B. If it's mevatel what's left over in mincha B, so now mincha B became a mincha chasera. If mincha B is a mincha chasera, there's no way to do kmitza from mincha B. And the Mishnah's mashma that it's possible to do kmitza for mincha A and mincha B as long as physically there's enough soilus on mincha A and mincha B. In the Mishnah, it's mavur that that's not an issue. Because if it was an issue, there'd be no way to do kmitza with mincha B. Elamai, the shirayim in the klishores that has in it the taruvos of mincha A and mincha B doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the tevel, the mincha of mincha B. The question is, why can't it be mevatel? Chayrit should be batel. Man, I rabbanu no amri oil mudlei mevatel yadadi. Koint rabbanu zicha should be mevatel. I mean, there's no reason it should be mevatel. Rabbanu hold oilim are not mevatel. But that's not oilim, that's shirayim. So there's no reason that it shouldn't be batel. Ela pshita Rabbi Yehuda. It must be the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, koint Rabbi Yehuda, you can understand why the shirayim isn't going to be mevatel. Why is shirayim not going to be mevatel? Because it's all a mincha. It's all mimdaminoi. It's all the same thing. It's all carbs with some oil, right? It's all the same. So being that it's all the same, that's why there's no bittel. But the Gemara's kasha is lechura bishlem in the mandama basa batel as linon bishlem according to the mandama that says that the only time Rabbi Yehuda said is alacha mimdaminoi batel is also if the two things are very similar. And what do you go based on when you determine whether they're halachically similar? You look at the bat, you look at the dover habatel. So over here, batel havikam mevatel. Over here, it makes sense why there's no bittel. Because the dover batel is like the mevatel. What's the dover batel mincha B? What's the mevatel, the shirayim of mincha A? The reason mincha B is like the shirayim of mincha A is because when you do kmitza on mincha B, what's in that third klisharis of mincha B is also going to be shirayim. So it's mamish like the nevela becoming the shchuta. That mincha will one day, potentially, if you do kmitza, become shirayim. So being that they're the same, therefore, you can say Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that's why there's no problem with bittel. Ela, the mandam of basa mevatel azlina, but according to mandam that says, you go basa mevatel, you would need that the mevatel should be like the bottle, means you would need the shirayim to be able to become a mincha. Shirayim mikavetivla? A shirayim can't ever become a mincha. Elamai, the only way to learn the Mishnah again is alibi to Rabbi Yehuda, because otherwise it should be bittel. And Rabbi Yehuda holds mimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim two things are also halachically similar. So bishlam, if you hold halachically similar, means that the bottle could come like the mevatel, then it's very nice. This is textbook Rabbi Yehuda. I understand the Mishnah. But the problem is, if you go basa mevatel, who's the Mishnah? According to Rabbanan, there definitely should be bittel. Why shouldn't there be bittel? Rabbanan don't even hold a mimba mina in a bottle. And even Rabbi Yehuda that holds mimba mina in a bottle, you're telling me that they have to be halachically similar, and you need that the mevatel should be able to be like the bottle. In that case, the mevatel can't be like the bottle. So the Gemara's kasha is, lema libid Rav Chizda, according to Rav Chizda, it's the like Rav Chia. It's not like this Rav Chia, not like this whole Chiddush over here. It's a riot Rav Chanina, it's a kasha Rav Chizda. So the Gemara says, no, Pshan in the Mishnah is something completely different. Hasan kud Rav Zeir, Dom Rav Zeir, Nem Raktar, Bekoimitz, Nem Raktar, Beshi Rayan. Ma Aktar, Amur, Bekoimitz, Ein Akoimitz, Vatel, Eschaver. Just like there's a din, there's a Gzeres HaKasav. Nothing to do with the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim. This is Xeris HaKosov that a koimitz can't be mevatel a koimitz. Af aktor amur b'shirayim im shirayim mevatel as a koimitz. It's a halacha that shirayim can't be mevatel a mincha. A koimitz can't be mevatel a koimitz. Shirayim can't be mevatel a mincha. So you're right, in the Mishnah's Mavur there's no bittel. It has nothing to do with the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda or Rav Chanina and Rav Chizda alibed Rav Chia. It has nothing to do with the aforementioned sugya. You're right. It's clear in the Mishnah there's no bittel, because if there was bittel, once you do kmitza from mincha A, it's a very reasonable concern that the shirayim of mincha A is being mevatel what's there of mincha B. Thus mincha B is a mincha chasera. How are you doing kmitza now for mincha B? Teretz is no bittel. What do you mean there's no bittel? Why shouldn't there be bittel? Because it's gzeres hakasav. Nema haktara b'koymitz v'nema haktara b'shirayim. That was the first riot. Second riot is all very similar. Toshma hakoymitz v'nesara b'mincha. Second case, the Mishnah was discussing a koymitz that became mixed up with a mincha. Shaloi nikmitza, a mincha that didn't have kmitza done at all. Lo yakta, the Mishnah says, don't do haktara. V'im hikter, zusha nikmitza also labaylam, zusha loi nikmitza li also labaylam. The halach is that if the koyim would take the entire mincha and he would put it on the mizbeach, it's all good. There's nothing to worry about. Meaning the koyimitz would work for that mincha that had the kmitza done. Faith the Gemara Kasha, why does it work? Why don't we say that the mincha is mevatel the koyimitz? V'leikam mevatel leitiv the koyimitz. Mani, what happened to bittel? And l'chura, who's the Mishnah? I Rabbanon ha'amri oilun hudlein mevatel yadodim emimine bottle. According to Rabbanon, it's a great kasha. There's no way to answer this kasha. Because the Rabbanon learned from v'lokach midam ha'par v'dam ha'sar that oilun are mevatel each other. This is not oilun. The koimitz is oilun, but the other part of the taruvos, which is a complete mincha, is not oilun. So why is there no bittel? Elo p'shita must be the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Thus, Rabbi Yehuda holds two menachas are not mevatel each other. Bishlam the man damer basam mevatel as linon. Bishlam according to the man damer that says that Rabbi Yehuda, who said mimim minoy is not batel, is only true if number one they're both the same min and also the two are halachically similar. But what does halachically similar mean? That the mevatel could become like the batel. So I understand why you have Rabbi Yehuda sheet over here. Why there's no bittel? Because mevatel have a kebatel. The chol purta chazil mikmatz. What's the mevatel? The mincha. What's the batel? The kaimetz. The mincha could become the kaimetz because when you do the kmitza with the mincha, any part of it can technically be the kaimetz. Thus, you look at the mevat like being like the kaimetz. But if you go basa batal, the kaimetz can never become the mincha. Lema the like Rab Chiya. Gemara says, "Anami kider Rab Zera." As long as you do Rab Chiya, as long as you do Rab Chizda, as long as you do Rab Yehuda, as long as you do the Chachamim, as long as you do with Rab Chiya, has to do with Rab Zera. This is Rab Zera's halacha that menachas and amavatal each other. Menachas and amavatal each other. That's pshat in the Mishnah. You're right. In theory, the mincha should be mevatal the kaimetz, maybe. But the mincha can't be mevatel the kaimitz. Why? Because minchas are not mevatel each other. Tashma, saruf, kumtza, bishirayim. The third case of the Mishnah. What happens if a kaimitz became batel to its own shirayim, or bishirayim shel chaverto, or the shirayim of another mincha? Lo yakter. You can't do aktara. Because the katchila, you can't be makter the shirayim. V'im hikter, if you did do the aktara, also labailam. The halach is, you get kapar. V'hachot, lo yavim, mevatel kabatel, lo yavim, mevatel the shirayim. Over here, it's a problem. Because over here, again, we're not worried that the Shirayim was mevatel the kaimetz. You can go ahead and do aktara, not lekatchila, but b'di'evin, and get kapara for being makta the kaimetz. The problem is, why aren't you worried that the Shirayim was mevatel the kaimetz, right? The Shirayim is more than the kaimetz. Why wasn't it mevatel the kaimetz? And Elamai, you're going to tell me, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda, it's mimba minoy. But one second, Rabbi Yehuda only holds mimba minoy if the two things are somewhat halachically similar. They're not similar over here. Because the batel can't become the mevatel, kaimetz can't become Shirayim, and the mevatel can't become the kaimetz. Shirayim can't become the kaimetz either. Both ways it doesn't work. Meaning, it doesn't work sai according to Rav Chisda, and it doesn't work sai according to Sefeit Gemara Mani, I Rabbanon, and we know what the vechulu is. According to Rabbanon, definitely doesn't work, because Rabbanon hold mimba mina is batel. And even Rav Yehuda, you need to meet either the mevatel being the batel, or the batel being the mevatel. It doesn't work. So it doesn't work according to Rav Chisda, libid Rav Yehuda. It doesn't work according to Rav Chanina, libid Rav Yehuda. Who is it? I'm Rav Zeira, it's Rav Zeira. Nem raktar bekaimis, nem raktar bishirai, ma aktar mur bekaimis, en kaimis vatel schaver, af aktar mur bishirai, en shirai, mevatel as akaimis, tosh, my one final raya. From a halacha in Hilchas Matzah, from all places. Tivla, if somebody was making matzah, and he spiced up the matzah, beketzach, beshumshimin, ubechob mine tavlin, different types of tavlin. The halacha is kshera, and the reason it's kosher is because matzah hi. At the end of the day, it's matzah. Elish, and it grass matzah mituvelis. It has a fancy name. It's called spicy matzah. Matzah mituvelis. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be, says the Gemara, Kasolka Daitoch, Ta'afesh lo tavlin femi matzah. It's fair to assume that in this taruvas over here, there was more tavlin than there was with matzah. Why the Gemara assumes that is not clear. The Gemara is going to fall off of that. But it sounds like there was more spices than matzah. And still the halacha is, it's matzah. What's the kasha? Why is the matzah? Why don't you say the spices was actually mevatel the matzah, and it shouldn't be matzah? So bishlam the matzah mevatel batel as linon, meaning the teretz probably is Rabbi Yehuda because it's mimba minoy, and mimba minoy is not batel. But the Gemara's kasha is don't you have to now check off the second box? This Rav Chanina and Rav Chisda box. How do you address that? So bishlam the matzah mevatel batel as linon. Bishlam because the matzah that says as long as the batel can be like the mevatel, you have that halacha that there's no bittel batel havik and mevatel. Over here, the batel could be like the mevatel. The matzah could become like the spices. Why? Not that the matzah can physically become the spices, but the lechima afsha havalei kit tavlin. From a halacha standpoint, the significance of the spices of these tavlin is it's not roy for matzah. Matzah that goes bad is also not roy for matzah. So it can be, from a halacha standpoint, like the tavlin, in that it can go bad to the point where halachically you can't use it. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. But according to the mandamel, the mandamel basam of atul as linon, tavlin may have a matzah. Could the tavlin become matzah? So the Gemara says this has nothing to do with our sugyo, because hacha b'mayaskina, deloy afesh la tavlin. Who said we're talking about where there was more tavlin? We're talking about where there was not more tavlin. Deruba matzahi. V'loy batla dekanami dektani matzahi elish in the grass, matzah mituvelish. Mami, no, you see, it's called matzah. It just so happens that it's called matzah mituvelis. Either way, it's not. But there was no rive. If there was rive, maybe it'd be an issue. There was no rive over here. Again, it has nothing to do with the machlokes. We're going to leave a little bit of raid on the table. It got late early. But a very, very lundish adaf as it relates to the machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim of Mim B'Minoi Batel, Mim B'Minoi Loi Batel, and Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak out the Ran in Nedarim. So there's some Rans in Nedarim that are very, very famous not from an Adarim standpoint, but that have Shas implication. Most famous is probably the Ran that is Koiveya, how Das Kedushin works, right? When Anisha's Makna herself, she's Mafgeres as Atzma. If that's the most famous, the second to most famous is the one that we're going to learn tomorrow. So a very, very important Ran. If you want the Ma'ar Mokim, it's Nedarim Daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph. And we will leave on that.
The Ran with Nun Zemina.